Father Peter Galadza is a Ukrainian Catholic priest and professor at the Sheptytsky Institute at the University of St. Paul in Ottawa, Canada. He was here in Rome as part of the Canadian government's official delegation to Rome for the inauguration of Pope Francis. During his stay, Father Galadza popped into Vatican Radio to participate in a live webcast on Vatican Radio's YouTube channel last week, where he shared his first impressions of Pope Francis and spoke a little about his hopes for the future. He told me that Ukrainian Catholics were excited and happy when they heard of Cardinal Bergoglio's nomination as Pope Francis.
As soon as we realized that this is a pope who has a special affection for the poor, because as I'm sure you realize, many of the Eastern Catholics throughout the world, whether they're Ukrainian Catholics or some of the Catholics, for example, in the Middle East now, these are frequently very poor communities.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, in the case of Ukraine, there's poverty has been the norm for the Eastern Catholics there for at least 800 years, you know. So, and of course, he has another very special connection to Eastern Catholics, because as a high school student, he used to serve as an acolyte every day in the early morning for a Ukrainian Catholic priest who served in the Byzantine Rite. So, I mean, he's grown up with a real knowledge of the Eastern Catholic Church.
You know what really touched me? That he asked the people to pray for
him.
Yes, absolutely.
Father Peter, what does that mean?
Oh, I think, you know, the whole focus on the divine is so crucial. You know, it's very easy for us to lose sight of this in one sense. And so this looking upward and saying, I need your prayers. You know, and if I may just add to that, I think that something that is very significant in our day and age, to be able to proclaim the totality, the integrity of Catholic doctrine. I mean, we, especially those of us, you know, in North America, it's such an uphill battle. When you have someone who is committed to this kind of doctrinal and moral orthodoxy, authentic Catholicism, and yet who at the same time is visiting sick people in the middle of the night in the slums, nobody's going to say that this guy is just ancien régime, you know, he's some kind of person who can't get out of the 19th century, you know, and it's very effective. It's a very powerful witness.
People are asking about the simplicity of his message.
Absolutely.
The fact that he's not wearing red shoes.
Right.
How powerful is that?
I think that, you know, we all know, we have, those of us who are in the church, who love Jesus Christ, who love the Catholic Church, you know, these things may not be the most important. Unfortunately, in the world of optics and image, if you can come off with that kind of evangelical simplicity, which, you know, is not just a matter of image or optics, but if you can add that to your presentation, it very much helps, because of course we're in the age where everything is, you know, image and optics, you know. So
what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to the reinvigoration of faith that occurs when the church gets a shot in the arm like this. And by the way, you know, I always point out to people, I personally was always also very excited about the previous pope because of his amazing intellectual abilities. You know, in history, the works that pope theologian produced, even as a cardinal and then as a pope, will go down. I mean, scripta manent, as they say in Latin. I mean, these things will endure. But, you know, every conclave, I mean, you know, it's been 500 years since the Catholic Church has had a bad pope, you know, so we're on a roll here, and we get another shot in the arm with someone who's going to be stressing other things. And it really, you know, especially for North Americans, I realize, of course, that for the global South, this is crucial. But for us also, where this question of authenticity is always stressed. You know, our primate, Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk, has used the word authenticity to describe the new pope at least 6-7 times in the last 3 days. And he knew him personally. He considers Cardinal Bergoglio to be his mentor in the episcopate, because his first assignment as a Ukrainian Catholic bishop was in Argentina. So this whole dimension of, you know, poverty, simplicity, evangelical councils, etc., that is something that I think will really provide a, you know, another, you know, inburst of the Holy Spirit for the Catholic Church worldwide.